Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
In Luke 24, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. Okay? Now, we covered some of that, but not from Luke. I covered it in John. Are you with me? I covered it in John. But let's go further. Go further down. Verse 6 said, He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of the sinful men, and to be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned to the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest. All right, so they spread the word about Jesus, that he did what he said he would do. And it was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales. Underline that in your Bible. Okay, now, look up, because I'm going to bring this to an end. I want you to, these details about Jesus are so crucial because they sit at the pinnacle of time. In other words, all of these details about Jesus and who Jesus is crucial that nothing can be, there can be no misinformation about Jesus. That cannot rise. You got to know that you know that you know. And these details are there, even down to the point. It seems like you'd be happy to know that he raised from the dead. But then if the lie is that they stole his body, that's going to undermine his being raised from the dead. Why? Because you didn't see him raised from the dead. All right, so here, the word of God is leaving this information for us because so much is on this. I mean, the very history, the very prophecy of the world is riding on what was prophesied in the Old Testament about Jesus coming, about his identity, and it's connected to the very God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Says you can't call a lie, can't God call God a lie, and he God too. You misinform on any of this information about Jesus, you just call God a liar. And he's no liar. This is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's how God sees it. So as a believer, when you believe it, this information that's revealed, if you look at the supernatural revelation, the way it's revealed here, these are things that you couldn't have known, but they're made known to us. But the word says, and their words seemed to them as idle tales. That means this sounds like a lie. They're like, oh, wait a minute. How can this be? Okay, the Bible is telling us that when the information about Jesus was told, the people it was told to, they seen him raise the dead, open blinded eyes. They seen the miracles of it. But here they said, this seems like an idle tale. How can this be? Says, listen, they're experiencing something that's never been. See, now, there are some things about the Bible you'll see. There are things that happen that have never happened ever in history. There's never been a flood. There's never been a flood. When Noah preached and warned, the people frame of reference is like, what have I seen like this before? Nothing. It's never been one. It's never been one. There are a number of things in the Bible that there's never been one like what God said it's going to be. There's never been a rapture. Come on, somebody. There's never been one. But here, when we see, when it said that after the resurrection, the dead saints rose from the dead and went into the holy city. And they went in alive, living. Okay? Now, that ain't like the rapture. The rapture is different. The rapture gonna take dead people and living people. Oh my God. You be thinking like, wow, I ain't never seen nothing like that. You never read about it either, unless it's from the Bible. Those which are alive and remain shall be caught up. Those which are dead in Christ shall rise first. And then those which are alive and remain shall be caught up in the air to be with the Lord. The scripture describes it. Let's go further. All right, now, what this does, this condition, now although you see these supernatural things, you got to ask yourself, okay, why is this such a big deal? It's a big deal because of what God is after. Saints, you got to get mission-minded. You get out yourself, you'll see your life take off. You get out of yourself and go and start being about what God wants. I mean, what God is after. You'll see you covered like never before. But if you busy chasing the world, the devil got you where he wants you. You'll be too busy for the thing that's eternal. Salvation is eternal. Somebody preach to me. Somebody witness to me. Amen. Somebody witnessed to my mama. Somebody witnessed to you. Somebody prayed for you and you got saved. I'm talking you, eternity was at stake. But the word says, let's go quickly. So it says, and they seem as idle tales, verse 11. This is Luke 24:11. And they believed them not. They felt like it was a lie and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran into the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, verse 12. And departed, wondering in himself, underline that, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. He was wondering, he knows what has happened, but he's wondering at what in the world has gone on. You've been with Jesus. He told you what was going to happen. He's wondering at what had come to pass. Now, says, get this. I want you to get this. Look at what Jesus told them about who he was and what he did. Once you come to the conclusion through the evidence and the manifestation of what Jesus told them is happening, you now have to deal with something you choose not to deal with before. What is going to happen now? What is going to happen now? Well, why are you asking what's going to happen now? Because I wasn't really listening that good before. Because when he first said it, you know, I said it to myself. Never seen nothing like this before. You know, we'll just wait. Maybe he'll explain it later. The next thing you know, he up on the cross. In other words, he tells you Judas is going to betray him and that you're going to turn your back on him and you caught off guard by that. That means, okay, he's getting ready to die and you're going to betray him. Next thing you know, he on the cross dead. And he buried, and you haven't had time to think past his resurrection. Now he's raised from the dead, sitting in your face. He's come up out the grave, now he's alive, and whatever follows, why are you talking so loud, Pastor? Whatever follows what Jesus told them is now in their face. It's activated. Part two of the plan is activated. And you in the middle of it. You in it. He's alive. He's come out. Dead people going into the city witnessing. And you in the midst of part two. And it's recorded and documented right here. Says, listen, you can't celebrate this in one Sunday. You got to look at this thing and what God had put together. Because this is the conversion. This is the conversion of Old Testament prophecy. Jesus coming and God's plan to redeem man back to himself. Now, let's go further for the sake of time. The word says, and behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 60 furlongs, and they talked together of all the things which had happened. Okay, I must be honest with you. I'm looking for somebody to talk to. Amen. Listen, stop by the house. I need to talk to you about something. Never mind. I'll meet you at Nesbitt's. Let's go by there. We need to talk. I need to tell you about. There's some things going on, man. I just want to know if you know what I know, you know. Yeah, some things happened. You remember that guy you saw? Remember last time I talked to you and that guy we was with? That was Jesus. Yeah, I know that was Jesus. You remember, you know, so we spent a lot of time with him. Let me tell you what happened. Come by the house. I need to tell you what happened. See, because you got to deal with now what you going to do from this standpoint. You were with him. They knew you were with him. You scared they're going to get you because they tried to kill, they killed him. So you got this fear thing going for yourself. You fear for your own neck, which you were looking out for in the first place. You're looking out for yourself. Come on, somebody. That's what it was. They were looking out for themselves. That's why Jesus came, because man was down here looking out for himself. He said, everyone is turned to his own way. That's what the Bible says. Well, why is that? Because that's what sin does. That's what the devil does. Everyone turned everyone to his own way. No, I don't think. Who you helping then? Who you reaching out for? Who you praying for? Let's go further. Jesus know what God know why he sent us. Amen. And so it says, which was from Jerusalem about 80. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, underline the word reason, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Okay, the word said they reasoned. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? That means they're trying to figure it out. He told you everything, didn't he? He told what he didn't tell you, he showed you. Why are you reasoning? Because we got to come up with, since we didn't do too well on our reasoning, we came up with the wrong answer. Jesus got him killed, he did. But what's going to happen now? Saints, listen. The whole part two, Lord have mercy. The whole part two, phase two of this thing after resurrection season, the Bible says it was a mystery hidden in God. God hid it. What you mean God hid it? That means they couldn't know it. He told them when Jesus, remember I said when Jesus was talking to them, he would talk to them about his resurrection, go to the cross, dying, and being raised from the dead. But see, after that, you got Pentecost. After Pentecost, we are in the church age. The church age is a mystery hidden in God. It wasn't revealed. We're living in a time where man is so equipped, his destiny is so ordained, the Holy Ghost is on the earth with him, God the Spirit, till it was a mystery hidden in God. It was like a time period. If you go through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then you get the period like the church age, which is 2,000 years, it skips over to the rapture. It skips over to the tribulation. You got a line for the rapture, which is 7 years. Then you got the tribulation, which is 1,000 years. What about this right, this 2,000-year period? It was a mystery hidden in God. Well, who was it hidden from? The Jews. They didn't know. They didn't know about this period. Because see, it was revealed. Joel prophesied. Joel revealed some things about it. Isaiah prophesied about Jesus. He prophesied what Isaiah 53 about Jesus, what Jesus was going to do. But what did he do it all for? What did he do all this for? To redeem man. So man can get saved. Amen, but let me go for time. I'm going to recap it. I'm going to say it over again. Can you say amen? I'm going to say it over again. Not tonight, but another time. Then the word says, and they talked together those these things which had happened, and it came to pass, as they communed together, verse 15, this is Luke 24:15. They reasoned together and reasoned. They communed together. Read that with me. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Okay? Now, okay, they're going along. They're talking. They're reasoning. They're talking about Jesus. They're talking about a lot has happened. What do you mean a lot happened? Jesus died. Okay? It's a major event. They crucified the Savior. He dead. He done raised from the dead. They're ready from there. Dead people done got out the grave. They gone into the holy city. A lot of things are taking place. They all happen. You got the earthquakes. The earth is darkened, got darkened. The earth has had earthquakes. Come on, somebody. A lot of things are happening in a 48-hour time period. A lot of unusual things are taking place. And you one of the people that were with Jesus. You already had almost 30 years of some real supernatural stuff being with Jesus. Come on, somebody. A man born of a virgin. David, you've been with him. You've been hearing all this stuff he said that you couldn't figure out. What did he say? What did he mean by that? Because they didn't quite get it all. Now, it's good that we get this because and understand this is where the mission of winning souls and all that comes in when we get into the New Testament. I'm about wrapping it up. Amen. And you got to listen to this more times. So the word says, as they commune together and reason, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden, read verse 16, but their eyes were holden that they should not know him. What that mean, their eyes were holden? But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. Verse 17, and he said unto them, let's read that together. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? Now, saints, I got to give it to you. Most Easters, you know, they kind of excited like I am for one service and then you're going on. But we slow down and learn the Bible. Look at what it's saying. Amen. About Jesus. Know your Jesus. This is your Jesus we're talking about. You can't kick him to the curb after he died on the cross. He's alive now. He's not dead. He's not dead now. He's alive. So he's dealing with them now because what I think I can close with this. Because what he's setting them up for, what he's doing now is, okay, I know y'all all confused. I know you kind of don't have it all together and you're thinking about what has really happened. But let me bring it together for you and put you in line with what has happened based on what you have to do now. See, in other words, if they scared and confused, he going to unscare them and unconfuse them because they're still being used. God not trying to scare you. God plan to use you. That's right. He's not trying to get even with you. He plans to use your life. That's why you're here. So with the disciples, remember, they didn't quite understand the full picture of what he had come for. They hadn't got that. Well, you didn't put us in power and, you know, and give us all the benefits. So what is up? What is actually up? He's getting ready to reveal it to them. And so he had to gather them back, get them to calm down. And he's going to put in context. Somebody say context. He's going to put in context for them who he is, what he did, why he did it, and what they must do, and what it means to the world. God had a world plan. This wasn't to get your political party in power plan. That's minor stuff. That's small potatoes. Jesus died for the sins of the world. The world a big place. Amen. You know, 300,000 people in America. That's just a small smidgen of the people on the face of the earth. Jesus died for them all. And every so many years, it's a whole new wave of them. But let's go. The word says, he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk in a sand? And one of them, and the one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which have come to pass in these days? In other words, if you don't understand what we're talking about, you're not from around here, you haven't been here, and you don't know nothing. You don't know. And Jesus is saying to them, oh, I know exactly what went on. The thing of it is, you all have the wrong context of what took place. I've been here. I'm the guy it happened to. And he see what he's asking them, your reaction and response to what happened is off course. You sad. You're supposed to be celebrating. You're supposed to know that God has done what he promised. He redeemed man to himself. Jesus has shed his blood at Calvary. And normally you think, well, didn't the Jews know that? No, they didn't. The word of God said, had they known who Jesus was, they wouldn't have killed him. And he's finished the process. It's like, this is a time of celebration, y'all. But they're in a state of, I would say, confusion. But let's go quickly. The word says, how many let's go quickly has ever done tonight? I did five wrap this up Sunday. And I did about four let's go quickly tonight. That's okay. And every time I see it, y'all, I look at y'all look the same way, like y'all ain't moved or nothing. And so, the one of them said, so he said, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and have not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? Is that, you see that in your Bible? That's in red writing in my Bible. Jesus said, what things? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers, the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. That's the big event. But we trusted. Let's read this together. We'll close with this something for the sake of time. Otherwise, I'm going to have to go quickly to another one. And then I have to do two more wrap it ups. Amen, amen. God is good, isn't it? Ooh, y'all sowing seeds. Y'all sowing seeds in the kingdom of God. God rewards you. The word says, but we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. You see, we trusted it was him that's going to redeem who? Israel. Themselves. This is about me. This is about us. You're going to put us in position. You're going to redeem Israel. No. He redeeming all mankind. Whosoever will. Lord have mercy can be saved. Salvation available to the Jews and the Gentiles. And so what we'll do, we'll pick up here next time it says. And so he said, beside this, this is the third day. And they talking to Jesus. Now, here again, I don't make no apologies, saints, because this is crucial that God wastes no words. There are no wasted words in the resurrection season. This information is important. Because here you have Jesus. This is Jesus letting them know he's walking with them. He's raised from the dead. And the scripture's revealing that they missed out on who he was and what he had come for. We had hoped that he would redeem Israel. There's the answer. He didn't do that. That's why they killed him. Remember I said this to you? You don't get me what me want. Hallelujah. Here they are. They were mad and crucified him because they didn't get what they want. And then the rulers come up with a conspiracy and say that wasn't even him. They stole the body. Come on, somebody. And the religious rulers, they got him for blasphemy. Oh, yeah. They threw the book at him. And so we'll pick up here. And because here, Jesus, this aspect of Jesus addressing them that, okay, I raised from the dead, I'm going to the Father, I'm back down here now, this me, y'all, let me address this with y'all. Because everybody's in a state of, man, what are we going to do? What's going to happen? So he has to regather. He's reconfiguring the people. Amen. Because the assignment that the disciples have, it hadn't taken place yet. Says, listen, you go through some of your greatest challenges. You're just getting ready to start listening to God. There's somebody out there. You're ready to listen now. You wasn't listening to God before. You was there to get God to stamp your plan. You wanted God to stamp what you was doing. God not into doing that. He wants you to listen to his plan. And see, now they're ready. Jesus is getting them ready to follow God's plan. Because see, their plan has failed. What Jesus was going to do that they wanted to do, he didn't even attempt that. They asked Jesus, well, what about this? What about this? Jesus, I'll say it. Jesus in there, he all dumb and not answering nothing and getting smart with the people. And God slapped him and said, answer what the man said. It's clear, Jesus said, I'm not here for that. But I'm here for something bigger. If you had any idea who I was, you wouldn't slap me. Come on, somebody. It's all documented. Jesus took it. He knew what was in man. He was trying to provoke him. He wasn't provoking. They said, if you will, come down off that cross and save yourself. If I do, all y'all going to hell. He didn't come for himself. Let me ask you this, saints. Are you here for yourself? Are you here for God's will? Are you here? Did you get saved to do his will? Or did you get saved to do more of your own? Are you seeking his kingdom? Or are you seeking your own? God made promises to you in his kingdom. But are you seeking first his kingdom? That's what this is about. They weren't seeking the kingdom of God. They were seeking their own kingdom. I know it's about your career. It's about your promotion. It's about your bank account. No saints. It's about the kingdom of God. He said he'll give you what the Gentiles seek after. And you get on this track. There's some things that need to be worked out. They'll be worked out. From the inside out. Give the Lord praise, somebody. Amen. I got to stop. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're out there, you never asked Jesus to be Lord and Savior of your life. You say, Pastor, I'm not saved, but I want to be. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you say this with me, say, God, I believe that Jesus is your son. He died for my sin. He was buried and raised from the dead on the third day, according to the scriptures. Come into my heart, Jesus. Be my Savior and my Lord. I receive you, Jesus. By faith, not by feeling, but by faith. I'm not lost anymore, but I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm in the family of God. Baptize me, Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, according to the Word of God, and the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit, according to the Scriptures. Empower me, according to your Word. Now, thank you, Father, that you've heard my prayer. I'll never be the same, never again. In Jesus' name.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening. And join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.